Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch Run of Grant and Danny. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murad, wants to know. They're going to help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Go schedule a consultation with their team today. KMLawyers.com to do that. Mention us to get a discount on anything you do with them. That's KMLawyers.com. Remember, Friday, the field trip series continues on G&D. Our Friday field trip this week, we are back out to Reston and Craft House. We were there earlier this season. We were there last year a couple of times. We love Craft House out in Reston. So come on out and hang with us 2 to 6:30 on Friday. Should be a lot of fun. We'll get into Don't Forget About in just a moment. But we've been making some sense of the Commanders and the Broncos. Everybody feeling better about Washington, but I understand the frustrations of Moral Victory Monday and people not digging that. They've lost 7 in a row and 8 of 9.
Yeah.
There's just only so much big picture anger that you can kind of shoot from the hip with. This was a week for me where this is what I've been asking for. Look professional, play good teams tough, take them to the, you know, as far as you can and take them to the brink. And they did all of those things. I'm not happy that they are where they are, but I do feel better about next year. But if you have Daniels healthy, I think this offensive line is closing in on being a really good group. And they're all under contract potentially. If you can keep Paul, which you could do on the cheap, if that's important. I also think maybe it's Coleman that they roll with or whatever. But for the most part, this O-line, which dominated the Broncos for stretches last night, the best pass rush in the league, you're going to have McLaurin back. We'll see what they do with Debo. I'm very up in the air on whether to bring him back. It's just going to be up to how much money he wants. But I think you can bring in another wide receiver, and they're going to have to this offseason. They'll have more speed at running back. But if Daniels is out there with this O-line, I think the floor is very, very high for this offense. And I want to see a couple more like this one. If you could play Denver's defense that way, you know, that outing against the Giants, you're going for 500 yards and 37 points again. It's going to look like last year.
A bigger sample will do that for me. I wasn't moved yesterday for about next year because the roster will be so different. Even if everything goes great this year, it'll be different. If it goes poorly the rest of the way, it'll be different. There's still a little carryover to me because the amount of time.
The narrative was that the offense is broken. I think you started to hear like, people have figured this thing out. Cliff has no answers. They can't run the ball. They can't pass the ball. This isn't working anymore. It's like, well, when Terry McLaurin's out there,
there's a difference when you have good people. Yeah, good players.
You know, and your offensive line is completely intact and plays at a high level, and there's not a ton of pressure on every snap. Weirdly, your offense was pretty good again. So I just think it puts some of that to bed for me.
I think that's a smart point. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the narratives certainly that was out there. I certainly had it because I'm watching an offense really scuffle and kind of slowly but surely slide down the rankings. And even just the eye test, you're watching this group. Even the gains they would get, you know, it's Zach Ertz between three people draped all over him, barely with the nose of the football, almost getting the first down. I mean, it just
that's the thing. Ertz should not be your primary option in the passing game in 2025.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you're not going to have a good passing attack.
Without a doubt. And just things were more open yesterday against an excellent defense. So you're right. In that sense, it's a, oh, so I think really and truly, Kingsbury doesn't have any answers when there aren't good personnel, when Debo's not himself, when there's no Terry McLaurin, when he's dialing it up for Chris Moore and some other dude you haven't heard of, Robbie Chosen. Yeah, it's not going to look that great.
Let's get you. Don't forget about, we do it every single Monday after Commanders games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, we didn't mention it, but for a couple of moments today, the 5-yard touchdown catch for Treylon Burks, the loudest, most impressive one-catch, 5-yard performance in team history. The amazing one-handed Odell Beckham Jr.-esque, reaching back behind him, laying parallel to the ground, grab he made for a touchdown in the back of the end zone on an overthrow. He ended up getting targeted 3 times after that where they were trying to make fetch happen when he was in man coverage, and they were just shoving the ball toward him. He doesn't separate very well. He's not going to route you up, but he's got huge size. He is a guy who can make a contested catch, as you saw. That was an amazing play, one of the highlights of the season.
Don't forget that Washington fumbled a couple of times and was very fortunate to get both of those back. Debo Samuel on a kickoff return, hadn't done it in a long time, and Mariota was in the grasp, sacked, trying to make a play, kind of flipped it back in between John Bates' legs, and it was a Benny Hill type music thing for a second, but they fall on it, are able to then continue and score on that drive. If that doesn't happen, it's a very, very different ballgame with Denver driving there in Washington territory.
Don't forget about the one catch 14-yard Colson Yankoff showing. Whenever you see him in space, special teams running that catch, which is rare, we saw him on a play earlier this year as a blocker way out in front. He also had a catch and run earlier this season. He does not move like a tight end. This was a guy who actually got snaps as a running back, like a ball carrier at UCLA at one point in time. I am intrigued by his athleticism. I also want to see Sinnott a ton, but add him to your list. Like, he is interesting as a player in this league that should be able in space to run away from people at the tight end position. I'd like to see a little more of him.
Don't forget about the fact that despite playing a fraction of the snaps on defense, Jordan McGee had 6 tackles yesterday. When he's on the football field, he's bringing people to the ground. You see him close to the football pretty much every single time he's on the field. He can really move. He can really run. There's my intriguing prospect on defense. Again, only played 34% of the snaps on defense, 24 snaps. 1/4 of the time he was on the field on defense, he made a tackle.
Every Monday, don't forget about on Grant and Danny. This time after a 1-point loss. All right, let's look ahead to Monday Night Football tonight. The Patriots are hosting the New York Giants. New England is a 7.5-point home favorite, heavy favorite tonight. The total in this game for Monday Night Football, 46.5 points. It'll be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call. very, very cold, windy night in Foxborough. Should be a fun little quarterback matchup. A couple of the young ascending talents in the league. Jackson Dart has flashed like a strobe light this year for the Giants. He's back after a two-game respite with a concussion. And Drake May gets the nod for the New England Patriots. Did Matthew Stafford crack the door a little bit in the MVP conversation?
Yes.
With a multi-interception performance against the Carolina Panthers yesterday?
I think so. I think he did. There are a couple guys that could walk through that. Drake May is the obvious choice, but don't look now. If Dallas has a renaissance and makes the postseason, Dak Prescott's putting up ungodly numbers, and there are a couple guys maybe that could walk through that. Just in terms of the Giants, though, real quick, the Jets are comical in this regard. You know, they've only forced two turnovers the entire season, and one was yesterday on a muff punt by the Falcons. You know who's tied for the second worst in that regard? Washington, we know that. And the Giants, we think of them as a pretty good defense. They've simply not been that this season. The rhetoric doesn't match it. The rubber doesn't meet the road regard.
Did you say the Jets have two?
Two. And they had one yesterday. They doubled their season total yesterday. They have two.
That has to be the lowest total this deep into a season ever.
I can't remember a lower total. Two.
That is insane. By the way, Matt Stafford right now, still the favorite, minus 110 on FanDuel for MVP. Drake May second at plus 145. They're kind of in a class of their own. And then a big gap for Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Josh Allen. Love is the leader in EPA per play at quarterback. May is second. Stafford, I think, is like seventh. I've been going hard in the paint that Matt Stafford should win the MVP award. And I still think that, by the way, especially if they win that division, which is maybe the best division in football. And if they end up being around, I don't think they'll go 14-3 now after that, but maybe 13-4, let's say. It's the last missing piece for him. If he ends up somewhere around, he's going to have 42 to 44 touchdowns. And let's say he throws two or three more picks, six or seven picks, a 43-44 touchdown, six interception season for a 13-4 team where you're the bell cow on offense. Like, yeah, man, that add that to the Lombardi Trophy,
a lot
to
of bold ink there too. Career. Yeah.
He's leading the league in touchdown percentage and first downs through the air and quarterback rating and Anya and a bunch of other of the deeper dive categories. But I think Stafford should and is the deserving favorite. But when you throw two picks and you lose, it just cracks the door a little more. And if May in primetime, that's the benefit of playing a national TV game against the Giants tonight. If he goes out and combines for four touchdowns or whatever and they win decisively, he helps himself. So, you know, maybe he closes the gap, but I still think Stafford should and will win that award.
He's still the leader, but I think you put it very well. The door's now open for somebody else. So not necessarily you have another performance like that where you throw a couple picks. You haven't done that all year. I don't expect that again, but you have bad luck. I mean, a ball goes off a player's helmet. That bad sort of stuff like that happens to people. Regression definitely occurs, right? They've got a difficult schedule talking about the Rams coming up as well. So all of a sudden, the door could be open for someone else, as we're talking about here, to put up unbelievable numbers for a team that maybe is surging at the end, and May is certainly a worthy candidate with what he's done.
Dan Quinn, head coach of your Commanders, met with the media today, covered a lot of ground and some important things. The return of Jaden Daniels, will it happen in Minneapolis on Sunday? Is he interested in calling defensive plays next season, or is that not something he'd want on his plate? Started his presser with his opening comments on a To Tell the Truth Monday.
First things, I had hit with the team this afternoon in our team meeting. It was our Tell the Truth Monday, and started off just by saying, like, for us, the scars are hard, but the lessons are they're deep. And one thing I liked, man, our team showed a lot of resilience and a lot of fight. Excellent. And I would say we recaptured some of that, and that was needed. I felt the energy they displayed for one another. I felt it on the field, on the sideline. It was there all night, and that was a good deal. These moments matter. These close fights matter. Like afterwards in the locker room, I said, man, this was like two teams throwing blow back and forth to one another, and those are the fights that matter. You love being in them. And I thought, although the two-point conversion didn't go our way, a lot of the other winning time moments did, and I thought that was a big part. You know, in this game, we played some complimentary football, hit some punt, had some field position. So there were some things about it that I like, not to be confused. Hate the result. So all that to say, ready to get started with you guys. And any questions you want to start with?
Dan, with Tavita leaving, what's the plan now for quarterbacks coach?
David Blau will take the responsibilities of Tavita for the rest of the regular season. And definitely have been prepared for, you know, this at this position or at others, knowing that, you know, when opportunities are there for a guy to elevate like Tavita, you know, we've got a good succession plan in place, and David would be a big part of that.
And then with Jaden, what is the plan this week? And, you know, how much, if he's not yet clear for contact, how much would you need to see him practice full before putting him back in the game?
Yeah. Part of it's a little different, John, at the position because of it's not the normal contact like a linebacker or a running back. So it's more of the functional contact. Think of stiff arm on a bag. Think of, you know, diving on the ground. So there's like more functional movements that he'll go through. He did some of that today, and he'll do more of that during the week. So the practice portion for him throwing, like ripped a bunch today and threw it hard, it's the functional movement, John, that he'll continue to work with. So some of that actually will be in an individual and, you know, working to the side. But we'll continue to work that part. And that's the step, you know, that we need to see from the, like, let's say like a functional evaluation, functional contact. And it's not traditional in the sense of like taking a hit.
Hi, Dan. Curious your general thoughts of the offensive line play, especially going against Denver's pass rush, but also just overall this season.
Yeah, let's start just first with the game, because I think that, you know, with going in, I thought this is a team that really has, you know, kind of showed who they can be, you know, from the pass rush standpoint. So we thought going in, this would be some runs and the play action passing game. I thought that was the real key to it, Nikki. If we could even have some runs that weren't, you know, there might be a 0 or 1 yard, and then stay with it to have some of the run actions come to life. And so I thought that was the biggest thing. But I was pleased with the pass protection in the game. It just felt like that they were up for the challenge. It's a very good pass rushing unit, blitzing as well. And I thought the running backs protected well. So that part I was pleased with.
And just looking at the five up front, I mean, how have they gelled together, especially with Laramie coming in, Chris Paul stepping into a bigger role? How have you kind of seen them become more cohesive?
Yeah, I thought it might have been Sam's best game. So that was good that I would feel like, you know, bigger comp, to, you know, from – I'm talking about across the board for them to go. Not that he hasn't played talented guys. He does that all the time. But I just thought their stunts, their blitz package, that part was good. I felt like him and Josh have felt more cohesive. And, like, that continuity is helping Nikki because now they've been in that rhythm, you know, a good bit together. Chris and Laramie had quite a bit of reps together. But now the fact that, you know, the combinations with – Sam and Josh, that's a big deal. And I thought Biotis also, you know, were ones on the pass protection side. Maybe Sam and Josh and Tyler, I thought some of their best, you know, jobs in pass protection.
And so just to clarify, has Jaden been cleared for contact?
Yep, not yet, Tom. He's still going through that process of the functional testing. And so I'll have a better sense as we go through the week, probably in terms of like the game, Tom. It'll be all the way till Friday, quite honestly, because the practice portions that'll be ongoing in terms of like the evaluation and the movements and the contact. So he has not been for all the way through all the testing yet, Tom.
Then, I mean, if he's able to come back and it kind of closes the chapter on Marcus's stint here as starter, what have you learned about him that maybe you didn't know coming into this season?
Man, that's a good question. I've known the leadership, but yesterday, like when it's time to like, you know, will the team to go do that? That's really what I saw. I thought, you know, the play passes and, you know, using his arm, using his legs to go, Tom, I thought that came through. But in some of the winning time moments, just throwing absolute dimes, I thought it was like a warrior performance at quarterback. And sometimes those are hits and you stay in, you make them. But I had known who the leader was, but that solidified, you know, just an absolute, man, like, put it on me kind of performance to go find a way.
Dan, how did Will Harris look to you in his first game back in a while?
Yeah, it was, man, it was good to have Will and Terry back into it, David. I thought I knew Will would tackle. This guy's a tough competitor, and that part was good. I liked the disguise that he had, and I thought that was going to be a big part for us in this game. Could we change some of the looks post-snap? And going in practice, he was on it. Going in, and that just kind of carried into the game. I like Jeremy and Quan and him and, you know, moving those guys into some different spaces. But I thought it was a good first outing, David, for not being, you know, in it for a good while. That was a good start. And he was conditioned. He was ready to go. I thought that was a big first step.
Jeremy's snap count obviously went down some with Will being back. I just wondered, like, do you sense any improvement from him or more energy from him on teams now that he doesn't have to play quite as many snaps on defense?
I did, and I think it's important because we knew this was going to be a good matchup teams-wise as well. And so to see him covering, not just on punt where he's the PP, and that's a big job, but on kickoff and having his space, he's exceptional at some of the special teams jobs. So we found his way, still made his mark on the defensive side. But I liked the balance, David, of where he was at in this game because he can impact both units. And that's a big deal for us when we add him and Ballor and Owens and Butler. Now you feel this speed and this energy take off. He's one of our fastest players. And so where do those speeds show up a lot? Long plays, you know, fourth downs, kickoffs, kickoff returns. So that's where I feel him the most.
Dan, I know last night you mentioned a couple of times liking what you saw from the run defense. Were there other areas of the defense that you thought could have been better or you would have liked to see be sharper against the Broncos?
Yeah, I thought we made just the one takeaway, Deshaun. I thought that's one spot. I didn't think there was a lot of chances for other ones. On one of the sack, I thought the ball came out, but he went right back to him. But just finishing on some of those runs, see if we can force some fumbles. That's a big deal for us. We're still trying to dig into, you know, like pass rush and keep improving upon that. But, you know, creating more ways, Deshaun, to take the ball away, you know, create a short field, give the offense an advantage. That to me is a big deal.
Hey, Dan, I'm just curious. Obviously, you've got veterans playing all over the field at a high level. Bobby has the pick. Zach goes over 100 yards. How do you gauge or is there a time in the season where even though veterans are playing at a high level, you want to see younger guys get more snaps, get more opportunities to see what they've got?
Yeah, I think you want to see the balance of both, JP. It's winning now, which, like, these moments matter. Although we're not going to have a winning record, JP, that doesn't mean you're not creating, like, winning habits and standards and fundamentals. But a guy like Burks, I know he's not, you know, a first-year player, but he's new to us. And so to see him take his space and go, seeing McGee extended reps, I do want to see both winning now, seeing those guys perform, but also the development of some others. We got our first look at TJ. We got our, you know, first experience at some of those guys. So that's an important piece too, JP. But I get where you're coming, and we're going to try to thread that needle of both, and I think it's important to do that.
Hey, Dan, even though you didn't win that game last night, how can you build on a performance like that? Because I think a lot of people feel like that was probably one of the best team performances the Commanders have shown this season.
Yeah, it's you want to take the next step, right, Scott? That's the deal, because you ask any player or coach, there's no moral victory here. There's not, you know, a way to go. But what I did see, were we better than the team a week before? You know, and that was the challenge, Scott, to say, can we level it up, you know, from the team that played Miami and Madrid? And I said, in 1 week's time, we did that. We found things to improve upon. We found spaces to go. And that's the challenge, man. Can we go dig in for that again? And if we can, that's the goal, man. Can we stack and get better and better? And so that's what we'll dig on these 5 weeks. That's, you know, where we're trying to go for it, man. I loved being in this fight the whole way through. You could feel the energy, sideline, all the way through. It felt more complimentary. We didn't make it on offense. We punted. We put them back. We, you know, got a stop, got field position. Those were things that felt more like we recaptured. And I think that's an important piece, Scott. So maybe that's some of those things are what I would take from it. Ultimately, we got to go win it. And but I did feel like it was a step in the right directions on some of those things.
And you obviously have been juggling a couple of hats the last couple of weeks, you know, second straight game, calling the defensive plays, also being the head coach. Have you found your rhythm? Have you found your groove? How have you felt kind of juggling both hats?
It definitely took into the second week. I feel much more settled in week two, the week one version, and then adding the trip, you know, to Spain. I thought all of that space with the guys, you know, it took me probably till game day till I felt, you know, comfortable in that. And then this week, we found a great structure. Joe's been incredibly supportive, Scott, to help and assist. And we kind of found our rhythm together quickly. We had plenty of experience doing that before together, and so I certainly appreciated him stepping into that space with me as well. So it took probably 2 weeks, Scott, to finally capture the flow and the rhythm of it, team meetings, defensive meetings, that type of thing. But I feel in a good space today.
That was Dan Quinn to the assembled media moments ago in Ashburn. Stay tuned for Washington Wizards basketball right here on 106.7 The Fan. This is Grant and Danny. We will see you guys tomorrow where Bill Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt joins the program, and we'll give you a chance to win Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets at 4. Hasta mañana.
Thank you for coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.